Mini-episode 807 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Hall, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 807. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our review of The Path Season 1 on the eve of the release of Season 2 on Hulu. This drama about a fictional cult debuted in 2016 to great acclaim, as it was the first series after Breaking Bad for the great actor Aaron Paul. The initial season had plenty of twists and turns, including one of an almost unprecedented type at the end. Here were the top five elements of Season 1, and as usual, we're keeping the spoiler free. Number 5. A talented cast animates an interesting set of characters involved in interesting stories. Fittingly, it all starts with Aaron Paul, who plays Eddie Lane, a grown-up version of a young man who was once very troubled, like Jesse from Breaking Bad. He is married with two kids, and his wife Sarah is one of the chief poobahs of the Meyerist cult that they inhabit. Michelle Monaghan plays Sarah, a character who grows less sympathetic as she demonstrates that the cult comes before anything else in her life. The younger child in the family, Summer, is a minor character, but high school student Hawk, played by Kyle Allen, a real up-and-coming acting talent, causes a wedge in the family when his own issues with a girl come between him and Meyerism, and by extension, his mother. The acting leader of the cult, the only person who ranks ahead of Sarah on a day-to-day basis, is Sarah's old boyfriend, Cal Roberts, played by the incredible Hugh Dancy, who somehow grounds this monstrous character with tiny bits of sympathy when his backstory gets illuminated. The tremendous matches of cast and character are almost too numerous to name here, but they also include Emma Greenwald as Mary Cox, a troubled addict and abuse victim rescued by Cal, who is caught in a very weird sexual situation between him and another cult member. Sarah Jones plays Allison Kemp, a disillusioned former Meyerist who believes that the cult killed her husband. Allison gets into contact secretly with Eddie, fueling his own doubts. And Rockman Dunbar inhabits Detective Abe Gaines, an undercover FBI agent who infiltrates the cult only to find the truth to be way more complicated than he could have imagined. More than most shows, both the casting and the characters are complete perfect matches. Number 4, the show subverts expectations consistently, refusing to settle for scenarios that might be lazy on other shows. It's easy to focus on the final scene of the Season 1 finale, which subverts an entire season's worth of expectations, but that moment deserves attention all its own, which we'll get to subsequently. But The Path's layered treatment of its characters adds needed complexity to the story all around. For example, as referenced before, the spotlight on Cal's troubled upbringing, with an amazing guest performance by Kathleen Turner as his dysfunctional mother, lets you understand how he came to be so warped, even as the actions that he perpetrates never let the emotion veer toward undeserved sympathy. And yet, in a cult where the audience is conditioned to view the entire leadership as unsympathetic, co-founding members Bill and Felicia see through Cal's scheming and make a secret alliance with good guy Eddie. Toward the end of the season, when the cult has finally located Allison the dissident, her reaction at her moment of defeat is shocking in light of everything that she has professed, but understandable when you consider the extent to which she has been shattered in that moment. This show is anything but predictable. It really keeps you on your toes. Number 3. The Path really puts teeth in the portrayal of what happens to cult dissidents like Allison and Eddie. It's no wonder that the show has established that the universe it inhabits also encompasses Scientology, because there's no doubt that any religion that viewed this show as a thinly veiled portrayal of it would have sued the pants off of them. It contains a brutal, unflinching look at what so-called deniers go through as they are confronted about their lack of allegiance to the system. That element adds substantially to the psychological wallop that this program packs. Number 2. The portrayal of marriage between someone who has Meyerism in her blood, like Sarah, and someone who does not, like Eddie, is absolutely mesmerizing. Eddie views his marital relationship in the traditional sense understood by most people. He loves his wife and his children deeply, and they are the center of his life. But for Sarah, everything flows through Meyerism. In her own warped way, she does not love the family less, but the family is null and void absent the sad faith that animates her. As such, when Hawk threatens to leave the fold, she threatens to disown him. And when she learns of Eddie's doubts about the rightness of the religion, she is prepared to choose it over him if need be. It is for this reason that, when Sarah learns that he's been sneaking around when he's meeting Allison to get some dirt on the Meyerists, Eddie deliberately chooses to let his wife think that he's having an affair rather than reveal his status as a potential denier. Think about that. He knows that, while his wife would be greatly upset if he strayed, she would be less upset than if he stayed faithful to her but undermined her belief system. And he is right about her reaction. To Eddie, the greatness of their life is not at all because of Meyerism. Whereas Sarah questions the entire basis of their life altogether once he threatens to remove what she sees as their vital foundation. It's a fascinating and fresh look at the ancient marital and family dynamic. Number one, the reveal at the end of the season finale is one of the most dramatic in TV history. It's so dramatic that it makes you question the genre of the show that you've been watching because of something so overwhelmingly jarring that it suggests about the cult. Surely the early part of season two will establish the dynamic that has just been revealed and what Eddie's part in it will be. It sets up the epic Eddie versus Cal season two clash that you could see coming, albeit with dimensions that nobody outside the show could have imagined. Hulu unexpectedly put season one available for free on YouTube for a limited basis, and season two starts on January 25th in the traditional Hulu one episode per week format. Soon the madness will be back underway, and before long we'll have what should be the greatness of Season 2 to break down, which we will right here in the FDH Lounge. Thank you for checking out this mini-episode.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.